Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Machan. Wake up, we missed you out there. Wake up, become aware, think, take action. Step into your greatness, stay there, and take others with you. You know that's what our motto is here. This is a youth-empowered program, but we're all youth out here. And we must all continue to move with tenacity, dedication, and focus. That is what it's all about. You know, I'd have to extend appreciation out there to all of you, and especially always to the person who woke me up. Now I am waking you up, and together we are waking up the world. Of course, appreciation to my LP, a 112 legacy leaders. These leaders can rule the world. You know, you're talking about responsibility and completion. That's what it's all about. And of course, my faith-based organization keeping me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. You know, it is so important to keep the promises made to friends. This is the true meaning of friendship, to become people who can do so. However, we must first learn to keep our resolutions, the promises we have made to ourselves. And listeners out there, I have made the promise to take care of the youth. You know, it takes a village. It takes all of us. And we are the storytellers. We are the pioneers. We must take care, direct, and guide, and be there for our youth, no matter how crazy it gets. They're seeking out there, and we love them, and we want to make sure that they have every tool that they need to be very, very successful in life, no matter what. You know, we have a motto, we do not give up over here. There were culminations and graduations last week, and as I sit out there and I watched all those young ladies cross the stage with those gold cards on their neck, with their heads held high and their chest stuck out, you know, it was a very, very, very good feeling, because I sit back and I said, you know, I had something to do with that. As a matter of fact, everyone here that's celebrating with these great scholars that have worked so hard had something to do with that. But my girls were singing this song, and I'm going to play it for you. But before I do, we have an exciting show. We have Ms. Dorsey Dujon coming on with us, the CEO and founder of Make Music Los Angeles. That is happening next Sunday. She's going to give us some update on it. And Ms. Jasmine Guy, Jasmine Henderson, she is the author of A Broken Vow, but Jasmine does some beautiful workshops for many, many people. She gives an opportunity for you to look deep into that mirror of yourself. So we're going to get started with this song for my girls out there, and then I have one for my guys, because I had my chest sticking out too. I had my head held high, and I was right there with you. I am so proud of you. Keep on moving and never, ever give up.
All you gotta do is just
dream
that you can win.
Dream.
when confident. To the very end, his dream has become champion. Until it's real, don't let him kill you. Fight still in you, what you gotta do. Just keep the faith, don't ever break.
You can do anything you want to do. And I had some of my specials that were a little disappointed through the semester because they had not gotten chosen for their universities and their special schools of choices. But, you know, I always tell them, as I tell myself, delay does not mean defeat, okay? And as long as you can keep that in mind, you won't have to worry because we're all victors out here. And a victor is one whose life shines with faith. And Emerson once said, that which benefits us is cheerfulness and courage and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them. This is what gives sublime meaning and value to our lives. See, we're very, very valuable out here, each and every one of us, and you should never, ever, ever forget that. It is very, very easy to get swayed by negativity, for those who are around you telling you you can do and you can't do, and that won't work. Don't listen to them. You listen to your heart. You listen to your determination. You listen to your desire, because, you know, everybody has an opinion, and they're entitled to their opinion, but you must deal with you, because you are the main character in your play, and you are the one that allow persons on your stage that are about you, that's going to encourage you, and that's going to support you. You don't need any of that other negativity around you. So we're going to keep on rolling here until our caller comes in. I think we have Miss Dorsey DeJean on the line, but before I go in and say anything, I have to let you know that this lady is phenomenal. She never, ever gives up, and she always does the impossible. But one thing great about her, she operates with a velvet hammer. You see, you have to take charge and make it happen. It's Make Music, Los Angeles, Dorsey DeJean on the line with us this evening.
I am indeed. Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know what? First of all, I'd like to say thank you, because I know it's crazy because the big day is next Sunday. And I know what you're going through. I know pulling all those ends together, what we're all going through, pulling everything together. But, you know, I just want to tell you how much we love you, and we cannot wait for next Sunday for Make Music Los Angeles to be happening. And we say your neighborhood, your music. Make Music Los Angeles, June 21st. So I'm going to, like, be quiet right now, but I wanted to put something up here just for a minute. Just hold on. I have to say this. Give me 1 second here. That's what it's all about. That's what we're going to be doing out there all over this city in 88 counties on next Sunday. So take it away, Ms. Dorsey Dujon, CEO and founder of Make Music Los Angeles.
Well, you know, Linda, it takes a lot of people to make this happen. And what's so beautiful about it, it's a collaborative effort. Board members of Make Music LA, you know, have put in time and hours to make this happen. And then you have the artists and the venues who come together to make it happen. So it's where we're asking the public to come and celebrate the summer solstice, to listen to music, and to be a part of the music. You know, we have a couple of events, actually three events, that are what we call mass appeal events, which means one musical instrument is played by a lot of people. And it can be any number from, you know, three people to 100 people playing the same instrument. We have a wonderful event. It's called Calling All Saxes. And Tony White, who is with Los Angeles Unified School District and Beyond the Bell, he is the person who directs the All City Bands. And, you know, they play for the Rose Bowl and they play for the Playboy Jazz Festival every year. And so he's with all of these young, amazing students, and he brings them all together and for these marching bands. Well, Tony himself is also a sax player. And so he has been, for the last couple of years, the leader of Calling All Saxes. And that's going to take place on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Beverly Cannon Gardens. And we have Carla Gordy Bristol, who is going to MC for us, along with Leroy Downs, who is president of Make Music LA. So that event is going to be absolutely so much fun because we're asking members of the audience to bring their saxophone so that they can also play. And then there are great guys who are playing like Danny Janklaw, Dr. Alvin McKinney, Randall Willis, and Vincent Ingala. Vincent is a protege to Dave Koz. And so he's going to be there, and along with, oh my gosh, Daniel Rodham, Keisha Potter, Adam Schroeder, Victor Cisneros. I mean, it's such a good group of wonderful sax players. So that's a whole lot of fun. And then you go to Santa Monica. And in Santa Monica, there are lots of events taking place. There are like 8 parks that will have music, and everything ranging from bluegrass to classical. And then we also have a wonderful mass appeal event there, and that's with ukuleles, and which is really kind of cool for us. Last year we did a lovely ukulele event as well, and this is being headed up by Britt Rodriguez. Now, Britt has this sultry, very soulful voice, and she sings and plays. And she also has an organization that works with the Ronald McDonald House, and she teaches ukulele to children who are hospitalized and, you know, who don't have an opportunity to participate in everyday things. She takes in ukuleles, she gives away ukuleles, and she teaches them to play. And so Britt is going to be at the Palisades Park in the Rose Garden, and that's going to be great. And then we've got Dr. Alvin McKinney. He's going to have a master class, and he's doing that master class over at the Roxbury Park Community Center. And that's for everybody from students to amateurs and professionals alike. And he's going to, you know, just go over techniques with them, and they'll have great discussion and play together. It's just, these are just some of the amazing events that are going to take place on Sunday. So we're really, really happy about this.
And including that's the events that are they're coming aboard, and there's so much going on. There's our Sunset Triangle, our favorite spot. Well, you know that's my favorite spot because the babies out there play the Cougars.
Yes.
The babies out there play the Cougars. So, you know, all the rounds that have to be made on that day, I always like to go over and watch my babies beat their Cougars with their sunshades on. And listen to the audience, they range from about 2 years old to about eight, okay, but they know how to get down over there, and that's like the sort of like wrapping down the day, but it's so rewarding, it's so heartfelt because the community and the families out there, I mean, it's just sheer happiness, it's just sheer joy where people can come together, be together, listen, and the beautiful thing about all of this that's happening out here, Ms. Dujon, is that it's all free.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's all free. You know, this year it's really wonderful. We have, because it's on a Sunday, all of the libraries aren't open, but there are regional libraries that will be having performances from downtown to the Arroyo Seco branch and North Hollywood and even out in San Pedro. And so, I mean, it's just fantastic. And we've got Fantastic Sam's, the Beverly Cannon Gardens, of course, and we've got the Burbank Music Academy, there's Century Guild in Culver City, and as I said, numerous parks, and in Silver Lake we also have Curves, and then there's Eagle Rock. And in Eagle Rock, the neighborhood councils have been doing some wonderful things. Oh, actually, nope, that's Glassell Park. Eagle Rock is called Drummond for Father's Day, and that's going to be at an academy as well where they'll be drumming out there. So it's just everything, and plus the Hard Rock Cafe at Universal City Walk, as well as the Hard Rock in Hollywood will have entertainment. And these are all acts that come from Make Music LA. So it's not too late, so if there are some musicians out there who want to sign on, or venues, we'd love to have more venues come on. And it's very simple, just go to the makemusicla.org website and register. And if you want to register and play on your front porch, you can do that. If you want to register and play at your favorite store, go talk to them, get them to come on as a venue, and register your performance. It's really easy. And we're really happy to be celebrating our fourth year.
Yes.
You know, we are a part of a much greater program of music, and we're a part of the Alliance of North American Make Music Organizers. And the cities from Chicago and New York and Denver and Philadelphia, Pittsburgh and Seattle, Washington and Austin, Texas, I mean, all of these cities, and there's about 22 of us, participate on this very same day doing the very same thing. So it's quite an extraordinary and wonderful day. And, you know, right now we're thinking about next year. So this one hasn't even happened yet. And we're already thinking about what we can do because next year will be our fifth anniversary. And we're really very, very proud and very happy to be able to share this gift with the neighborhoods, and that the neighborhoods, you know, they have an opportunity to meet more people that that live in the neighborhood who are musicians or singers or dancers. So it's we're just really, really happy about this, and everybody's been pulling together and and working on making this one of the best events ever.
And people go to the website. They can go to the website and look at the homepage. Hey, go to the website and see the wonderful board of Make Music Los Angeles. And it is a wonderful board coming from people from all different backgrounds and just ways of contributing whatever that there is to give, you know, with that. And it honors me because I, too, listeners, sit on that board, been on it since the inception, and I've learned a lot. I've met a lot of people. It's just like a wonderful thing. And when you say the M on music, to me, my ears perk up and I'm ready to shake some rocks in a can. I love music any way you can bring it, carry it, or take it. Now, even though as I make you laugh all the time, I don't know where middle C is on that piano, but I can tell you when it's not sounding right. So if they could just get out and see the excitement, and plus the good thing about this story, say, this is Father's Day. And, you know, places are crowded, mm-hmm. and you always are pulling your brains out for those of us who are doing things and we have our fathers and you want to do something nice. Can you imagine just going from spot to spot with Dad and just, you know, and most of the time, and dads are musicians. You might find out that your dad was a musician and he never told you. Or he has just put that skill back. So it's there to just bring about awareness. It's there to create happiness and joy. And I am so glad to be a part of Make Music Los Angeles. I am so glad to know Dorce Dijon. But, you know, I know the beginning. And this all started with the vision. And this all started with something that you saw. And then it has grown and grown and grown. So I'm saying all of that to let the young adults know that dreams can come true. And everything is possible because I have watched and I have been right there side by side to see it in the making. And it's awesome. So how did that mm-hmm. come about? Do you have a moment? I know you're in it, but just kind of like give them some encouragement here.
Well, it's true. It is one of those things where I am a great believer in that when you are walking on the right path, the doors will open for you. And one day I was at work and I was sitting at the desk and I happened to be looking at the New York Times. And it seems strange that I would be doing that while I was working, but I was taking a little bit of a break, but I was at the desk. So I'm reading this article, and there were some photographs with the article, and the photographs were of Central Park Lake with these musicians. And I thought, oh, my God, that's fantastic to see the musicians in boats on the lake. So I continued to read. And I saw where it said something about Make Music New York. So I jumped onto the website and took a look at Make Music New York, and I went to the gallery of photographs, and I was just stunned. I almost, you know, one of those feelings where you feel like you've lost your breath. The photographs were so amazing of people with instruments playing outside on sidewalks, in the park, just everywhere there's music. And I mean, it was, the photographs were so beautiful, and even to me today when I think about what I saw at that moment and how it inspired me. Now, I had been volunteering and putting on small concerts in the park for children and their families, because I had believed so strongly in the power of music and how important it is for everyone living and breathing to share in music. And if you watch YouTube, you can watch dogs dancing and singing to music. So it's not just us humans that enjoy music, but I think most life forms, the ones that can walk around on four legs, can enjoy music. Well, music has done so much for my life that I've always felt this need to give it back in some way. And so these concerts were a way of exposing children to live music. And I've watched little kids who all of a sudden know they're dancers, and I've watched little kids who've recognized that they like jazz. And I've seen them tap their foot, sit down against, put their back up against a trash can, tap their foot, and listen to jazz. And that to me is, those are those astonishing moments that when you see a child and they get it, that's the thing you want to continue to encourage that. And, you know, quite often families feel that, well, music is kind of frivolous. I don't want my kid taking music lessons. It's just going to take up a lot of time, and they're, you know, it's not going to help them to get a job. Well, that's so not true, because what music does is when a child has an opportunity to play a musical instrument and they are learning, math comes very easily to kids who play musical instruments and read music. It comes much easier to them, and their cognitive skills are developed. When you have had a solid music education, there's so many other parts of your life that are enriched because of the music. For example, your negotiating skills. You're able to sit down and work through issues. You're able to work through problems because you've been together and you're learning something together. And when the harmonies come together from various instruments in an orchestra, in a band, you can hear it and you feel it. And this does something to you, and it makes it easier for you to, later in life, when you're sitting down and you're having a conversation, you're not even thinking about the fact that you took music lessons 10, 15 years ago, but what's happening is your negotiating skills are there, and your ability to listen and your ability to recognize the point of view of the person on the other side of the table. So it's a lot easier to say it like this, but it's true. And for parents, what makes this really important and incredibly, it's sustaining, but it also gives these kids an opportunity not just to get a job, but to actually maybe create a job or to be able to get the job that they really want and that they really like, and that they can truly invest themselves in making a good life for themselves, doing something that they enjoy. So many parents go to work every day, and they're working on jobs that they hate. They don't like them. They feel that they don't have a choice. A musical education, sports education, these two very vital and important areas of the growth and development of human beings, has been put on the back burner. The only way a kid can really play like basketball is he's thinking, oh, well, I'm going to become an NBA player, you know, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. Well, you don't have to become any of those things. But the value of that sports education and the music education make you a more well-rounded individual, and you're able to think. This is something that's critical. You see so many kids today making poor choices and bad decisions because they're frustrated and they don't know how to get rid of this anxiety that they're feeling. If they had been playing a musical instrument all along, learning how to play from elementary school through middle school, through high school, they become more focused. And at the same time, this event, the musicians who come and play are playing for us. They're not getting paid for doing this. They're volunteering their time because they love the music and because they want to share the music. They do recognize the value that it has played in their lives, and they're willing to come and celebrate music and celebrate the summer solstice because they want to share that. And the gift of giving is one of the most precious gifts that anyone can have, because until you learn how to give and how to share, you have a very difficult time in life, and things just don't happen for you the way you'd want them to. And this is an opportunity for, I did want to say one thing, and that is that today when a student goes to, enroll in college, one of the questions that they ask them is, we know that you're really good in your math and in English and in all of these things, but how are you with giving back to your community? How do you give back to your community? And everyone who participates in Make Music LA, they can say that we participated, we give back, we share our music, we share our joy. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. And it certainly is wonderful when you look at the list of artists who are performing and the locations where they're performing, and all these performances are free. This is very, very heartwarming. And when you take it further and realize that all over the country, in 22 cities, and there's actually 22 cities of the Alliance, but there are more cities in the United States who celebrate the summer solstice and give back this music. And then you take it further and beyond, because Make Music Day started in France over 30 years ago. And it started with an expat American jazz musician and the French Minister of Culture, a gentleman by the name of Jack Lang. And they talked about it and then decided, okay, we'll do it. And then so they started putting chairs for the musicians to sit down and play on the bridges in Paris. And today, all these years later, it's a national holiday in all of France, and it is celebrated in other countries. 800 cities in 110 countries around the world will be sharing this wonderful celebration of music on the same day. So this vibration that we're putting out there into the world, you know, we would like it to take love and joy and peace. And I hope bring some joy and warmth to a great many people who will be in those audiences listening to this music and sharing in these days and evenings of music.
Well, that it does. I'm a witness to that. I've looked in many, many faces and seen many, many communities and persons coming together, sitting back in lounge chairs on the grass, however way they have to do it. But you know, my thing is for my bongo players, my babies. What turns me on more is to see how the children pick up the instruments and how they participate and how good it makes them feel. You know, they're proud of themselves, and you're absolutely right. It makes for music, and sport does make for a well-rounded individual. Music requires counting. It takes care of the math, you know, and everything is done on a beat. Everything that we do in life is about rhythm. And persons who don't think, and you can be in rhythm or out of rhythm, but the best feeling is when you're in rhythm. It's just like that drummer. If he misses a beat, that band falls apart, because he is a heartbeat, and it does bring the responsibility, and it does help the negotiation and listening skills, because as a musician, you must listen. And especially when you're trying to learn, and with me, I have to listen, watch, and seek out for help, because I'm still trying to find that middle seat. But I have had good listening skills, okay? So I know when it's not correct. And, you know, it's just like a fun day. I am so glad that you took out the time. I know it's crazy. I will be talking with you later, but Make Music Los Angeles on June 21st is something that everyone, if you're not a participant as a musician or a venue, just go out. It's so many places now. When one goes on the website and they register, all the information is there, and the contact numbers are there. I've ran into situations where a lot of individuals register and they think we set up the concert for them. No, that is your concert, and you follow through. You take the responsibility to make sure that the venue that you selected and you're going to has everything that you need, and vice versa. That's where the communication comes in, and that makes friends. That's how people network, you know, because this is just one day. But if you're a venue and you house different events, you've met wonderful musicians, just, you know, the top of the line, really. And it doesn't really matter.
You know, Make Music, to me, makes Los Angeles a small town for one day. Yes. Because you can get on the metro and you can go from one neighborhood to another, and you can have some great food in East L.A. You can go, you know, to Santa Monica. You can go to Beverly Hills. Yeah, I mean, there are places to go, people to see, and music to hear.
Yes. And as I say, I love the motto, your neighborhood, your music. And to be able to travel around and do all of that, well, you know, I made a promise to you because I said, I know you're busy, and I just needed you to come on and share with us and give us a shout-out, and I'm going to ask you, with the ears of everybody listening, maybe Thursday you'll come back and give us a reminder, because after Thursday, I know that you'll be moving like lightning, and it's going to be a fast-moving train, and I'm so glad that I purchased the ticket to get on this fast-moving train, and you're right, it's all of us that make this happen, the neighborhood, the community, the board members, which we are a crew of the finest and hardworking people, but we all have a love for the communities, and we have a love for music, and we have a love for the children. And like you say, they've removed all of this, but babies, get out there. You know, I'm getting my tennis shoes ready now because I have to go see my bongo players. They've grown up. When I saw her last year, she had moved from the bongos to the piano, and she was singing in the mic. And I think she's about five, so I'll see her this year. She might be conducting the band. Yes, it's some wonderful stuff happening out there to see. Then Tony White, with the great things that he do, his crew of youth are remarkable. He does an excellent job. And it gives them responsibility. You're right. You never stop and think of it. But if you've had an education in music, you look at things a little bit different. You look at them a little bit different. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm so glad that you saw that picture and you had that vision and dream. And the most important thing is I watch you move, and you are a phenomenal woman that moves with a velvet hammer. You know, some people drop that hammer and hatchet on you, but you drop it, but it's velvet. So it doesn't hurt so bad. It just encompasses and brings in all that unity. It just, you know, your mannerism, the way that, you know, I've learned so much from being a part of Make Music Los Angeles, learned so much from just, you know, watching you operate. And the most important thing with you, I've been down to City Hall. I know every entrance there. For me not to be a political person, I think I'm going to run for senator, you know, because I got that politics down now. And especially with our mayor being a musician, I mean, we can't get rid of him. I mean, hopefully, we don't know. You know, he's full of surprises. He might be up there. Does he play a saxophone?
No, he doesn't play a saxophone. He plays a piano. He's a jazz pianist.
Okay.
And a composer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mayor Garcetti is...
One day we'll get him. We'll get him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'll go in there. Send me in. I'll go through the door, and I say, okay, it's your time. It's your time. So if I can be down here, you know, at all of these things, it's your time. But Dorsey, Dujon, we appreciate you so much coming on, sharing. I'm not going to hold you any longer. We love you. I will be speaking with you later on and getting more responsibility of whatever needs to be done. And listeners out there, you have somewhere to take your fathers. And if those of you who don't have fathers and might be looking for somebody to become a father of your child, get out there, because it's a lot of activity going on out there on that day. People come in from far and near to see and to participate in this great event. And it is a happy time, a joyful time, and a real happy city. So, Ms. Dujon, we're not going to keep you. Is there any, can you give us the website for Make Music Los Angeles before you go?
Yes, they can. Everyone can go to makemusicla.org.
Okay.
And you can find out about all the performances and the artists and where they are.
There's a big map there. So map out your course and put on your tennis shoes, get your water bottles and your blankets and your chairs, or if you might just want to stand up because that music is so good you can't sit too long. And that's no matter what venue you go to. It's going to be a fun, fun day, a great Father's Day, a happy time, and we're making history again. This is the fourth
Thank
year.
You.
Thank you, Dorsey, and go back to it. If you need me, you know I'm here. So, listeners, that was Dorsey Dujon of Make Music Los Angeles, which will be happening on this Sunday, June 21st, all over the city. Please go to makemusicla.org. You can get all the information. It's not too late to sign up. You musicians out there who want to get out and give back to the world and for the venues that are out there that, you know, would like to have some wonderful music. You're not paying them and they're not getting paid. We're all getting paid here with love and excitement. Keep that in mind. A closed fist gets nothing. Okay? Love you out there, and we're going to rock and roll. That was Miss Dorsey Dujon of Make Music Los Angeles. right. We live inside the love. You know we have a segment here with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, and it's called Stay in Touch. Stay in Touch is a number that you dial. You put out a request there. We also have an email address, and we're going to take care of those email requests that came in shortly. But our Stay in Touch number is 323-769-5879. You dial that number, you leave your message, and since Father's Day is this Sunday coming, for those of you who are not with your fathers or who are a distance away, or those of you whose fathers are no longer here, you can call and put a message out there, and we will air that on the air on this Thursday, because this Sunday we're going to be out there making music with Los Angeles. So we'll do all of this on the Thursday show. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. Leave your name, the person that you want to give the message to, and the message, and we will air that out on the Thursday show. Also, our email address here with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan is lmack, M-A-C-K, network, at gmail.com. That's lmack. network@gmail.com. We're going to keep rolling on here. I have a request that I'm going to take care of. We are people of our word. Nate wanted to hear some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and this is going way back, but it is a fun song. So, Jessica, here you go.
Thank you.
another Earth, Wind, and Fire for you, Jessica. Enjoy your evening. Create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, always, always aiming for the future, you know, because it is very important that you keep a high life condition. It is important to elevate your life condition so that you will be able to calmly accept whatever happens in life, striving to put problems into proper perspective and solving them with a positive attitude. And happiness definitely blossoms from this. And I have a young lady that's on the line with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann that can guide you through her wonderful workshops that she has going on all over the city, her wonderful book that she has out there, The Broken Vow, and it is Miss Jasmine Henderson. Jasmine, is this you on the line with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, it is. Hi, Linda. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, Jasmine. How are you?
You know what? It is such a good end to the week right now. Or should I say beginning of the week?
Okay.
It's been great. How about
okay.
you?
Okay. I'm, like, moving right along. I just had Miss Dorsey Dujon on. You know, she is the CEO and founder of Make Music Los Angeles, and that will be happening June 21st, where there's concerts, free concerts, all over the city. And I'm a part of Make Music Los Angeles. We're going in our fourth year, so she came on and kind of, like, gave us a little background on what's happening and what's going to be going on. And I have you on the line, and you have been doing some phenomenal workshops. And I realize that, you know, things are happening and, you know, you got a busy day. My Paul is probably saying, you know what, don't take too much of my mama's time because this is my time. So I'm going to ask you to share with us what's happening with your workshops, the past that you've had that I haven't been able to make, and the ones that are coming up briefly. Let us know what's happening.
Yeah, and thank you so much. It's been quite the transition as far as, you know, starting to speak here and there. As you know, I work with a nonprofit part of a pregnancy clinic, and I go and give talks, especially
okay.
about, you know, sex education, all that kind of stuff. But it's been such a transition, Linda, to actually be creating these workshops where it's really having breakthroughs as far as how in the past have I hidden myself. And it could be, you know, whether I'm hiding out in my health, you know, some people in their health isn't all together, or maybe it's hiding out in my finances.
Right.
For some people, it's hiding out in relationships. That's something that I did massively with, whether it's, you know, friendships or romantic relationships, or sometimes even with our family relationships. So I've created this workshop about breaking through those past conversations that we've had about hiding. Sometimes these conversations come up. I know for me, I would hide. And what I mean by hide is that it's I'm not accessing every bit of part of me. You know what I mean? I'm not accessing the fullness that I've been created to, you know, whether it's talent or, you know, joy, happiness, maybe it's a powerful voice. So that's what I mean by hiding. But really, though, it's just breaking through that hiding, figuring out, you know, discovering why did I hide in the first place? What caused me to hide? So I know for me, sometimes it's been, you know, out of fear of rejection or fear of abandonment, you know, in some cases, or even fear of judgment. So really just kind of the workshop goes into, well, when did I begin to hide? When did I tell myself that I needed to hide this, or I needed
right.
to go away? You know, what happened? So discovering that. And so then as soon as we kind of uncover that, then it's an opportunity to embrace it and to truly embrace it. Because, you know, I know for me, I've always been in leadership roles in my life, Linda. Like, I've always been the captain of my soccer team, or I was class president, you know, even in my family, taking leadership roles. And some people, that makes them feel uncomfortable, you know, seeing somebody who's stepping into their power with no apologies. And so for me, it's it's been such a beautiful journey to really embrace those things that I used to have no problem showing people, but because I was, what I thought I was like feeling the rejection, you know, whether it was from guys that I was dating or friends or teammates, like feeling that rejection because I was shining, you know, as we like to call them, the haters, right? The haters. And so really just embracing the beautiful aspects about ourselves. And here's the thing, Linda, that in what makes me so passionate about this is that it's not just enough to embrace it for myself.
Right.
Like, it doesn't just stop there. It's the fact that now I get to go and shine and, you know, shining for myself, but also sharing it, you know, for me, I'm a mom, sharing it for my son or just sharing for that next generation. And, you know, I love, there's, you know, if you've ever heard it, the poem by Marianne Williamson, you know, Our Deepest Fear. And our deepest fear is not our darkness, but it's actually the light within us that we're actually afraid to shine and show that. But definitely what I've been finding is that when I shine, though, and I'm being myself, and I'm telling you, Linda, it's been such a beautiful journey as far as, you know a bit about my story, as far as how quickly I became, went from a virgin to a single mom. And it was definitely a journey, but I'm telling you, though, like it's almost like the more I shine, the more I'm giving other people permission to shine as well.
Wow.
It's like I'm showing them, like, hey, like, it's okay to be great. I know that it you know, it's like it's almost like we have that fear of, you know, fear of shining too much, you know, or attracting too much attention. But I can't tell you how many, even just some of my peers who are maybe afraid to have kids, who have like seen me in my relationship with Paul, and you know, the feedback that they've been giving me is like, wow, Jazz, like, you make it look so fun and possible, and it's just a new lens. So it's like, and I'm giving them permission to actually look at that.
You are my greatest encourager, as I always let you know. And as I see, you know, pictures, photos that come across, I see that glow. I see those starry eyes. And, of course, I always see it in Paul. But when these workshops that are happening, persons can participate. Let me ask you, because I promised you that I wouldn't take a lot of your time this evening. I just wanted you to come on. When is the next workshop scheduled?
Yes, so the next one will be this Saturday on the 20th, June 20th, and it's from 1 to 4. It's absolutely free. This is just such an opportunity for people to come. And, you know, what I like to say is maybe you're starting on your journey at, you know, A, or maybe you're all the way in G or F, wherever you're at, it's an opportunity to take one more step forward and shine a little bit better. And trust me, like I did one 2 weeks ago, and it was such an honor to see people differently and inspired and in such commitment to their shine, like to see themselves as beautiful, to find their voice again, to also, for some of them, it was the realization that, you know, even though maybe they're not a parent, they have people in their life that are really looking up to them.
Right.
And so to see them walk away with that, and, you know, whether it was, you know, tears streaming down their face or, you know, just celebrating in joy of maybe for the first time celebrating something about themselves,
Stepping out there.
Yeah. And so I'm like, let's do it again.
Okay. Okay. Now you have convinced me. Can I get the address and the location of this workshop? And I know it's from 1 to 4, and I know you do the RSVP for that. So I'm my schedule is so crazy, but, you know, I need to get some of that goodness. I really want to support and be there for my Jasmine, and I'm looking at you, and it is a great feeling to, as we always say, step into your greatness and to be able to take others with you, and having all of the information and going through the happiness, you know, in my faith, we believe in happiness for self and others. You know, it won't work if I'm just putting it on me. It has to work for me and others. So what you're telling me is this is like just right in the line of what it's really about, and there are many people out there who have fears, even my fears or myself, as I was telling you. I will get the information out if I've asked Sergio to put it out. You know, I'm not too techie, but I will be sending it to everybody. I decided to do the play, The Ghost of Marbacher, and I decided to, like, just get out there. And I am having a ball because I love theater, and I love to make people happy. I love to entertain. It's just like, oh, I don't want to be bothered with it. Oh, it's too many lines. Oh, I just don't, the industry, and oh, people are, I mean, every darn thing that I could think of. And this time I said, you know what, okay, count me in. All right, let's go for it. And each day, you know, that I have to go in and prepare for this, because it takes preparation. And I have to spend the time to do it, which I think of 110 other things that I could be doing. But then I also say, you know, you must get out. You've made a commitment, and you have to be the best of the best. And I've gone to, oh, I'm going to make you laugh. I have on my tennis shoes every day, and I'm in that gym, and I'm pumping iron. Do you hear me? Because
Linda,
you must be physically fit. And when you take care of your body, everything flows. You know, your esophagus opens up. You can hear that little pin drop over there because you're totally in tune. And I'm up there dying, okay? I'm up there dying, but I was so, you know, focused on this has to be right. I had the opportunity to get one of the best coaches in the country, and he is strict, okay? He's very strict. But I know that this is for my good. It's for the good of everyone, because if you're off kiltered and you're all flustered and you're angry and you're stressful, you're going to reflect that entire cast. So we all have to be in tune for what we have to do. So I'm like just really going through it, and my body is saying, wait a minute, you know, you do your machines on one day and you do your cardio on the next day, and I miss the day, and my body is saying, excuse me, something is missing here. So I have to, like, get myself together, put on these sweats, and get busy. And I feel good, and I just, you know, I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm saying, you know, yeah, well, that, ooh, yeah, that was a curve you didn't even know you had. What happened to it?
Yes.
You know, because if you're used to working with your body, you know, that muscle, it has muscle memory, you know, and being a dancer and stuff. So I know what it takes to do that. And when you get past 22, you have to work a little bit harder. And, you know, eating the right diet, you know, I like to eat them strawberries and ice cream about 10 o'clock at night. You know, that is my treat for me. And he's saying, oh, no, you're going to get you some cottage cheese, and you're going to cut up some fruit in it. And when I have the nutrition plan, everything that I'm sticking by, and that fear of, okay, just step out here. So I do, and I am going to make every effort. I'm going to make the commitment to be there on Saturday. I want to get some of this goodness. I want to see you in action, Jazz. You know, I love you. You know, you. I talk about my legacy leaders every time I open up my mouth and start a show, because we are who we are. And I'm so proud of you. And I can hear it in your voice. I can see it. I can feel it. And knowing that, I know, because basically That's the way I live my life, is to give back for self, to work on self and others. What a great feeling that is, to know that someone is leaving with a smile, or that you have just gave them one word that will carry them through for the rest of their lives, or even just another day. And it is a remarkable feeling. I feel you, I see it, and I have to be a part of it. So may we please have the address, and I will post it out, and I will be calling in with my RSVP. I'm going to have to do this. It's just a must.
I love
just
it.
Going to have to do
and
it.
I really do appreciate, you know, just all the support, and really, like I said, it's just such a great opportunity to, you know, to also meet other people and to move forward together. So let me go ahead and give you that address here.
Okay.
So it's at Reality Check headquarters, and the address is 1609 South Barrington Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90025.
90025.
And
okay.
So it's at Reality Check. It's upstairs, but it's actually at Cornerstone Church. There's a parking lot right there, but Reality Check is actually the office that we'll be in.
Okay, so it's upstairs, and you park on the church lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's
okay.
a parking lot, so parking will not be an issue.
Okay. Now,
some,
should
some
one call
that
you? To RSVP, is there an... Okay, what is that number?
I was going to say either call, or you can email me at jasmineandpowers@gmail.com.
Jasmine,
so again, that's Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, empowers@gmail.com.
Okay.
So you can email me that way, and... And, yeah, just let me know if you're interested. That's also my Twitter and Instagram handle as well, is at Jasmine Empowers.
Okay.
And speaking of that, I want to put in, speaking of shining, so really quickly, I would love for people, if they're looking for some motivation or inspiration, I just did a video. So my career, my first career was a soccer player. And so I coach soccer, and I played professionally and did all that. I coach soccer right now, and all the time I'm telling my young soccer players to challenge themselves by ball juggling their age. It's like start there. So if you're 12, ball juggle 12. So they said, well, how many can you do, Coach Jasmine? And I was like, that's a good question. So I took a camera out, and I captured it, and I'll tell you what I did. 528 juggles on the ball.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out, because there's also, you know, like I said, Marion Williamson's poem along with it. So it's just a great motivation in terms of, you know, that's one way that I shined. And I'll tell you what, Linda, like for the past couple years, ever since I came back from playing professional soccer in Brazil, you know, I was really kind of bitter and a little bit shut down about playing soccer and playing the game. And so I hit it, and I barely played. I played kind of off and on. And just recently I, you know, reconnected and changed my outlook and changed my attitude towards the game. Like, I was born to move, and I was born to play soccer. So Whatever I do with that, whether it's going back and playing professionally or just being a coach, you know, I'm open for it. But just getting out there and honoring that part of myself and committing to shining in that way, like, it's already opened so much as far as with my coaching and, you know, with my teammates I'm playing on a team again, and just being open and honest with them. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even shining can look even in, you know,
hello?
Okay, there we go. I think I lost you for a second.
Okay, yeah, well, you did. I was looking at the system, and that's what that's getting us out, because we're going to have to go down in a few minutes, but I want to share with the listening audience, and I will post out the workshop and the information. And I want to take out time because I know you have a busy day. You have my baby there, Paul, and you're just such a wonderful, wonderful parent. And for you to share and put the smiles on others' faces, Jasmine, I'm very, very proud of you, and I am ecstatic to be connected with you and your life. And we here at Waking Up with Linda Maxian, we appreciate you so much, and I'm going to put you on a spot. We can wrap, we can finish this up. Well, we're going to do the workshop this weekend, and Father's Day is for Make Music, so I'm going to put you on a spot to come back with us next Thursday or next Sunday. I'm going to put you out there, so look at your schedule.
Yes.
And
okay.
Come back, and we can talk about this workshop that's going to happen on Saturday, where that went mm-hmm. more about you back into your soccer, working with the children. And like you said, you were born to move. We love you, Jasmine. We love you. We love you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. And I will post this out and put in the RSVP. Now, is there a certain dress that one has to wear? Come as you are.
Yeah, come comfortable. Or you know however you want to shine that day, we'll come on with it.
Okay. I can go with that. So as long I thought you were going to say, oh, no, we're going to be doing 104 push-ups, but I'll just come and do the Linda.
That's a different workshop, Linda.
Okay. Yeah, well, you see my body. My body is craving, you know, for this exercise.
Yes.
It said, hey, don't you feel good?
Mm-hmm.
You change your eating habits. You know, this is a good thing. You decided to release
yeah.
that fear and step back out there and let the world see what you got.
I love it.
So I tell
yes.
everybody, I tell all the cast, I say, Broadway, it's going to be a phenomenal. So I'll bring some information if I may, and I,
yes.
You know, afterwards I'll be able to share it with everyone if that's okay with you.
Love it.
I know that a lot of persons will be there, but it's going to be off
yes.
the hook. Jasmine, again, we're going to say we love you and thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us. And kiss my mm-hmm. baby for me, okay?
Oh, I will, and thank you so much, Linda. It's always so much fun, and like I said, I always say I have so much respect for you and your love for people and just moving them forward and supporting them in their vision. It's truly amazing. So thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you. We love you, Jasmine. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jasmine Henderson, the author of Broken Vow. She also has workshops on that. I will be posting out. We will be talking with you on Thursday. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Love you, Linda.